Well, 40 years ago, the nation was shocked when reports emerged of the mass murder-suicide at Jonestown and the fatal shooting of a U.S. congressman and four others that preceded it. We're going to take a closer look at the impact of the event and why some of Jim Jones's followers helped plan and carry it out. For that, we're joined now in the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by John Hall, research professor of sociology at UC Davis and UC Santa Cruz, and author of Gone from the Promised Land. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. What made Jim Jones so able to convince so many people to go with him to Guyana in the first place?
Well, Melissa, I think the important thing to understand is that he had a very attractive message to many different kinds of people that had to do with a communal spirit of equality, racial equality, gender equality, and building a community together. And he coupled that with a kind of apocalyptic theology that people's life in this world of multinational capitalism was threatened, and that they needed an ark of survival. So those who gave all their possessions went in with him and built a community together, first in the United States and California after Indiana, and then ultimately at Jonestown in Guyana. And these were people, I think, of real commitment and faith. The ending, of course, was terribly tragic, but many people in this group were of good faith and worked very hard to help each other and build a community together.
And actually, that leads into our next question, which is to talk about faith and to talk about, you know, where the line is or where it can be drawn, or if or how difficult it is to draw a line between people of good faith and people who were trying to create something better for themselves and something better for the world, and then you end up with what happened in Guyana.
Well, that's a very interesting question. I don't think we can understand what happened ultimately in Guyana without understanding that it was the outcome of a conflict between People's Temple as a new religious movement and the people who ended up opposing it, who called themselves the Concerned Relatives. And that conflict played out over a two-year period. It was intense. It had to do with custody disputes. It had to do with Concerned Relatives bringing accusations to government agencies and so forth, and ultimately convincing Leo Ryan, the congressman, to come to Guyana. And so, that I think is the key explanation of how it played out in that particular direction. But countercultural religious movements may be beyond conventional religion, but they're also, in a way, sacred in their enterprise, even if they deem themselves to be secular. So it's very hard to draw the line between religious faith and, shall we say, countercultural faith.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us and offer us some expertise and insight. That is John Hall, research professor at UC Davis and UC Santa Cruz.